From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The number of workers filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits has dropped 8% over the past week, down to its lowest level in nearly 2.5 years. Economist Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says the new Labor Department numbers indicate the job market is improving.
It's a good number, number one. It's better than expected. It's a sharper decline than expected. Recognizing these numbers jump around a lot from month to month, and it's consistent with the view that employment since really August has been starting to improve.
Johnson says there were 388,000 new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's still about 3% above the level most economists say would suggest a significant improvement in the unemployment rate. Winds have been gusting to 80 miles an hour in parts of California today, and more snow is expected from Arizona and Colorado into the nation's midsection. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports the wind is causing a number of problems in Southern California.
Around Los Angeles, trees have fallen onto power lines, throwing thousands of homes into darkness. Freeways have become a slalom course with tumbleweeds rolling about, not only in the desert, but near the coast as well. Acting Governor Abel Maldonado yesterday sent a letter to President Obama asking for a major disaster declaration for California, saying the state and local governments can't pay for all the damage from the rain and wind. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The wintry weather is causing some flight delays today. Ben Ferris is having trouble getting a flight from Newark, New Jersey to Little Rock, Arkansas.
We've been here since 4:30 this morning, and we've already had two flights canceled. And we're just trying to get on standby and see if we can get to Dallas or Memphis or Tulsa or anywhere close.
In Jackson Hole, Wyoming, an American Airlines jet skidded off a snowy runway. No one was injured. Investigators in Greece are trying to determine who rigged a powerful bomb that exploded outside a court building in Athens today. Joanna Kakissis reports no one was injured by the blast, but it did cause a lot of damage.
The Athens administrative court was evacuated after an unknown caller warned TV and newspaper journalists that a bomb would go off there. Police said the bomb was strapped to a moped parked outside the court. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The explosion comes just 3 days after an Italian guerrilla group claimed responsibility for a letter bomb sent on Monday to the Greek embassy in Rome. Last month, several parcel bombs arrived at foreign embassies in Athens and at the Berlin office of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. An urban guerrilla group called Conspiracy of the Cells of Fire said it sent those bombs. Two of its members are in jail, awaiting trial next month on terrorism charges. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A court in Poland has sentenced a Swedish man to nearly 3 years in prison for masterminding the theft of the infamous "Work Sets You Free" sign from the entry to the former Nazi death camp at Auschwitz. The sign has been recovered and repaired. This is NPR News from Washington. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour has suspended the life sentences of former two sisters who have been behind bars for more than a decade now for their role in an $11 armed robbery. The suspension is contingent on Gladys Scott donating a kidney to Sister Jamie, who needs a transplant. But attorney Shakawe Lumumba says that is the intention of both sisters.
The release was essential to the mission of saving Jamie's life by providing her with a kidney from her sister.
Civil rights advocates have for years called for the release of the sisters, saying their sentences were excessive, but Barbour stopped short of pardoning them or commuting their sentences. Famed jazz pianist and composer Billy Taylor has died of a heart attack in New York at the age of 89. NPR's Paul Brown reports Taylor made his mark not only as a renowned performer, but also as an educator and advocate for a major American art form.
Billy Taylor's playing was fluid, spontaneous, and warm. That warmth in tone at the keyboard reflected his reliably warm personality, often on display in the role he developed as educator. Here in 1996, he responds to a middle school student's question about why he's so interested in jazz.
I can play what I feel using that kind of music as a means to do that.
His jazz advocacy became at least as significant as his playing, and his long radio and TV career ranged from a local station in Harlem to CBS, public TV, and NPR. Billy Taylor also helped found Jazzmobile in the 1960s, mobile outdoor concerts bringing music to inner-city neighborhoods. Paul Brown, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.